Hey everyone, and welcome back. So you're ready to level up your visual game with Canva, right? Smart move. I mean, it's no wonder Canva's exploded in popularity, over 75 million users in 190 countries.
It's incredible.
But that leads to the big question: how do you create a brand that's uniquely YUU when it feels like everyone and their dog is using the same design tools?
All right.
That's what we're diving into today. Can Canva help you build a brand fortress, or will it turn you into just another design clone?
Okay, I like that. A brand fortress.
We'll uncover how to use Canva strategically to stand out from the crowd, because even those big-time Fortune 500 companies are in on the action. Did you know 85% of them use Canva in their workflow?
It's true. Canva's really become a go-to for businesses of all sizes. What's so captivating about it is how it's leveled the playing field. It's given individuals and businesses the power to create amazing visuals without needing to be, Photoshop whizzes.
Right, you don't need a fancy design degree to make something awesome. But, and I'm raising my hand here because I've totally been guilty of this, it's so easy to fall into the trap of relying on those pre-made templates.
Yes, the template temptation. It's real and it can be tough to resist. While templates are super convenient, if you lean on them too much, you risk ending up with a brand that's, well, a little generic, and that defeats the purpose of standing out, doesn't it?
Tell me about it. I once used this really sleek Instagram template for my business, felt super proud of myself.
Yeah.
Then I went to a networking event and realized like five other people in my group were using the exact same template. It was like my brand just disappeared.
Ouch, yeah, a classic case of the template trap in action. It highlights why having that consistent brand identity is so important. If your visuals are all over the place, it's like you're speaking a different visual language every time someone encounters your brand.
Totally. It's like trying to follow a treasure map where the X keeps moving. You'll never find the treasure.
Exactly.
And speaking of consistency, it's interesting how those Fortune 500 companies, the companies that practically wrote the book on branding, managed to use Canva while still maintaining a rock-solid brand identity.
Right.
I was amazed to learn that Canva for Enterprise actually has built-in features specifically designed for large teams to keep their branding consistent. They've got systems.
They do. It shows how vital it is to have a clear brand identity from the get-go. It's like we were talking about building that brand fortress.
Okay, love the visual, but how do we actually build one of those? What are the building blocks?
It all starts with laying a strong foundation before you even open Canva. I'm talking about four essential elements. You need to figure out your brand archetype, choose a color palette that wows, select fonts that resonate, and then document all of this in a brand sheet.
Ooh, a brand sheet. I like it.
Right. Think of it as your brand's go-to style guide. It keeps everything organized so you always know what colors to use, which fonts will pack the most punch. You know what's cool? You can even create a brand sheet right inside Canva. It might seem like an extra step, but trust me, getting this squared away up front will save you tons of branding headaches down the road.
Okay, I'm intrigued, especially by this whole brand archetype idea. Break that down for me. What does that even mean?
So imagine your brand is a character. Is it the hero, the rebel, the caregiver? Each archetype has unique traits that can actually help guide your design decisions. It's about creating a cohesive brand personality.
I love that.
You wouldn't dress a superhero in like beige, right? Same goes for your brand.
Okay, bold brand, bold colors make sense. And speaking of colors, did you know that sticking to a consistent brand color can increase brand recognition by like a whopping 80%?
It's huge. It's a simple change that makes a world of difference. But remember, branding isn't just about the visuals, right? It's the entire experience your audience has with your brand. It's their perception, your reputation, the values you project. It's about weaving all aspects of your brand together to create a truly lasting impression. It's about all 25 elements of a brand working in perfect harmony.
So it's not just about a catchy tagline or a pretty logo. It's about creating a holistic experience that really resonates with people.
You got it. A symphony of brand elements, if you will.
Okay, so we're building our brand fortress. We've got our color palettes and fonts all set. But there's another side to Canva we need to explore, the legal stuff.
Definitely. It's easy to get caught up in the design excitement and forget about the legal side of things.
Right. It's not as flashy as picking out fonts, but it's crucial. So when you're using Canva to build your brand, what are some things to watch out for, legally speaking?
Well, a lot of it comes down to understanding how you can and can't use Canva's pre-made content. Just because those templates and images are right there doesn't mean you have free rein.
Okay, so Break it down for me. What are some no-nos when it comes to using their stuff?
Well, one big thing is you can't just take a template, throw your logo on it, and start selling it as your own digital product. Reselling or redistributing Canva's content is a no-go. You can't claim it as your own work either.
That makes sense. So when we talk about modifying those templates with our brand elements, it's not just about standing out. It's also about staying on the right side of the law.
Right, exactly. Think of those templates as a starting point, not the final product. You add your brand's personality, tweak the design, make it your own. That's where the real magic happens.
Okay, so we've talked about templates. What about logos? Can you create a logo in Canva and, like, trademark it?
That's where things get a little tricky. You see, those logo templates Canva provides are customizable, but they're designed for a lot of people to use. So the rights to the logo aren't exclusive, and because of that, you can't trademark them.
So if I create a logo using one of those templates, someone else could potentially be using the same design.
Yeah, it's possible. And a trademark really needs to be distinctive, one of a kind. If others are using the same design, it weakens your ownership claim.
Got it. So when does it make sense to use Canva for logo creation?
It's a good option for personal projects, things where trademarking isn't a big concern. Think passion projects, hobby groups, you know, situations where you're not too worried about legal protection for your logo.
That makes sense. So if you're serious about your brand and need that legal protection, going with a professional designer for your logo is the way to go.
Absolutely. It might be a bigger investment up front, but it protects your brand in the long run, and you avoid potential legal issues down the road.
It's funny how we get so focused on the design aspect, the colors and the fonts, that we forget about the tech side of things. Because even with a killer design and everything legally sound, technology can still throw you a curveball. I remember this one time I had a big presentation.
Oh, no.
And my slides decided to go on strike about 5 minutes before it was supposed to go on.
Oh, no. Every speaker's nightmare.
Tell me about it. Not my finest moment.
It happens. And the thing is, Canva, as great as it is still software. And software can have its quirks, right?
For sure. I was looking at canvastatus.com, apparently, over the past 3 months. They've had about 3 incidents per month where people had issues.
Right.
Which isn't a lot, but still, it's something to keep in mind.
Totally. That's why it's so important to be prepared, especially when you've got a deadline looming.
Right. You don't want to be scrambling at the last minute because Canva decided to take a break.
Exactly. Always have a backup plan. That's my motto.
So we spent a lot of time exploring Canva inside and out. At the end of the day, is it a branding hero or, well, maybe not quite a villain, but...
A bit of a frenemy.
Yeah. Or maybe just a tool that requires a bit of caution.
I think the best way to look at it is Canva's a powerful tool, right?
Yeah.
But just like any tool, it all comes down to how you use it. Canva should empower your brand, not define it.
It's like having a whole workshop full of fancy equipment. You need to know which tools to use and how to use them to build something amazing.
Exactly. Think of those templates as a source of inspiration. They're a starting point, not the finish line.
Don't be afraid to get creative. Mix things up. Make it your own.
Absolutely. That's how you stand out. Because let's be real, it's easy to get lost in the sea of Canva creations out there.
Especially when it feels like everyone's using the same ingredients.
Yeah.
So I want you to imagine for a second you're scrolling through social media, right?
Okay, I'm imagining.
Tons of visuals, everyone vying for attention. What's going to make someone stop scrolling at your content?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right. What's going to make them say, wait a minute, this is different. I need to see what this is all about.
It's about tapping into the power of good branding, being intentional, being strategic, and above all, staying true to your brand's heart and soul.
It's about taking those Canva tools and infusing them with your own unique magic.
Exactly. Creating a visual identity that's both memorable and authentically you.
This has been such a great deep dive. We talked about brand consistency, those legal do's and don'ts, even how to avoid those tech glitches. And remember, the more you know about Canva, its strengths, its quirks, the better you'll be at using it to create a brand that truly shines. So go out there, unleash your inner design guru, and if you ever need a little inspiration or guidance, you know where to find us, right here on The Deep Dive. We're all about taking those complex topics and making them, well, a little less intimidating. Until next time, happy designing.